Blog Talk Radio.
Come in. Everybody in. Can you hear me out there? Okay, can you hear me out here? Can you hear me? Hello? Okay, let me see. Hello? Okay.
I can hear you, Master Vader. Yes,
ma'am. Okay. My praise and worship leaders. Can you see or hear me, Minister Sharon?
Ma'am?
Okay, I wanted to make sure. Praise and worship leaders dropped. Minister Richardson, will you just pray, open in prayer until they come back on?
Yes, ma'am. Can you hear me?
Yes, ma'am. You may begin.
What you want me to do?
Do an opening prayer after they come back on.
Okay. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God, we thank you for this blessed day that you, the Lord God, has made. We will rejoice and be glad in the Heavenly Father. Thank you for the one that all running this line, Lord God. I thank you for Minister Zadie. Thank you for Minister Vivian, Lord God. I should bless them and bless our brother LC, Lord God. Touch them all, Lord God. Bless them and keep them for your glory in the name of Jesus. Father God, thank you for the members that's coming on the line, Lord God. And I ask you to let this be a glorious time that you will get all the praise and honor and glory out of the Heavenly Father. And we thank you for this blessed day, Lord God. Thank you for blessing them all in the name of Jesus, Lord God. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and thank you, Lord.
Amen. And I was looking for praise and worship to come in. Amen. Lord, I love you. Oh, I love you. Oh, Lord. I love you, Lord, today. Ooh, because you care for me. Such a special way. Oh, I praise you, Lord. I lift you up. And I magnify your name. I believe my praise and worship team is on. Come forth if you may. Praise and worship leaders, come forth. We love you, Lord, today, because you care for us, Lord, in such a special way, Lord. We praise you, Lord, we lift you up, we magnify your name. Oh, Lord, oh, Lord. Oh, Lord, Sophia will pray. Oh, Lord, our hearts, our souls, our minds, they all belong to you. Oh, Lord, because you died for us all the way out on Calvary. Lord, we pray you. Oh, we lift you up and we magnify your name. That is why our hearts are filled, with praise. Oh, come on, help me sing. I love you. I love you. I love you, Lord, today. Because you cares for me in such a special way. I praise you, Lord. I lift you up and I magnify your name. Come on, tell the Lord, I love you. Oh, Lord, I love you. I love you, Lord, today. Because you care for me. Such a special way. I love you. Oh, yeah. Yeah, I praise you, Lord. Oh, Lord, that is why my heart is filled with praise. That is why my heart is filled with praise. That is why my heart is filled with praise. Oh, yes, come on, help me sing. Help me sing. I love to praise him. I love to praise his name. I love to praise him. I love to praise his name. Oh, I love to praise him. I love to praise his name. Yes, I love to praise his holy name. Oh, yeah, he's my rock, and my rock, my sword and shield. He's my wheel in the middle of a wheel. Oh, I know he'll never let me down. He's just a jewel that I have found. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Yeah, I love to praise his holy name. Come on and praise him. Oh, come on and praise him. Yes, I love to praise his holy name. Come on and praise him. Come on and praise him. Yes, I love to praise his holy name. Good evening, good evening, good evening, good evening. You are listening to Just Show Up Outreach Ministries. Amen, 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 amen. Yeah. The host is Evangelist. And
amen.
All for the amen, 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 amen. Reaching out, amen. Just Show Up Outreach Ministry, amen, is reaching out to the lost, to the outcast, hurting, lonely, depressed, oppressed, offering God's gift of love as Jesus did. Oh, amen, amen. For the Samaritan woman in John chapter 4, yes, Jesus, knowing her condition, amen, offer her a free gift. Amen. That being the living water. Amen, 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 amen. God wants to, oh, amen, amen. He wants to, amen, he wants to, whoever is going through, and we are all going through something, But amen, amen. God knows our condition. In that, you know, just joyful to know that no matter what we go through, whether we are hurting or lost or feeling outcast, downtrodden, or whatever situation, whatever, God knows our condition. Amen, amen. And he has, oh, amen, amen. He has given us authority, the ones who named his name. He has given us authority, amen, over these situations. Amen. And we can just tell him all about it. Just tell him all about it, and he will take care of it. Amen, amen. We just love you all today, and we thank each and every one for being here. Amen. I just love it when I look at the dashboard and just see how it just, the switchboard, and see how it's just lighted up there, and it just a blessing. You know, God is just good. Amen, amen, amen. Bring this people together one more time. Amen. And right now, we are going to give in the hands of Minister L.C. Austin, and he's going to do the devotion of them. We'll be back. Amen. Praise God. Amen.
I want to say hello to all the prayer warriors tonight. And if you please, I would just like to share a verse of tongues before I do the scripture reading and prayer. And it's just one verse, but I don't really know it. Was. I am home without you. I am home to battlefield. I am home to battlefield. For my Lord, for my Lord. Oh, I promised him that I would serve till I die. I am home to battlefield. For my Lord. Oh, yes. Yes, Lord. I don't know about you other prayer warriors, but hold on. God, that changed me. Woo! He took away all my filthy habits that I had. I don't have no desire for it anymore. I'm going to stay on the battlefield for the Lord. Hallelujah. Before I get too emotional, I'm going to share these five verses of the 78th division of Psalms. Give ear, O my people, to my law. Meditate your ears to the words of my mouth. I will open my mouth in a parable. I will utter darkness, sand of old, which we have heard and known of our fathers have told us. We will not hide them from their children. Show to the generation to come the praise of the Lord and his strength and his wonderful works that he's done. For he has established a testimony in Jacob and appointed a law in Israel, which he commanded our fathers that they should make them known to their children. Woo, hallelujah. Heavenly Father, tonight, first of all, I want to thank you, Lord. Thank you for the voice that you give me, Lord, to give you the glory, honor, and praise that you so well deserve. Thank you, Lord, for watching over me while I'm going to slip all that. I couldn't walk up this morning. Oh, hallelujah, I couldn't walk up this morning not knowing who I was.
Thank you, Lord.
But I woke up this morning, Lord, with my right mind, realizing, Lord, that I'm going to lift my head above my head and look to the hills that's coming all my health. All my health.
Yes,
my
yes, yes.
And what makes it so good,
yes,
Lord, I get those ladies that call from not our children. We have a wonderful Thanksgiving. Oh, hallelujah.
Amen. Glory
thank you,
God.
Oh, yeah.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
In Jesus' name, thank God. Amen.
Yes, amen. It's heard. Oh.
Alfred, amen, amen, amen. Thank you, Minister Alfred. Amen, amen, amen. Amen, amen. Now, we're going to take this time, amen. Let me see, I see my little praise and worship team dropped off, and they haven't returned yet. Let me see. They haven't returned yet, but we thank you, Lord.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Oh, yes, we just want to thank you, Lord. You've been so good.
Yes, you have. Yes, you know. Yes, Lord.
Yes, Lord.
You've been so good. And you've been so good. We just want to thank, hallelujah, we just want to thank,
amen,
we just want to thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Oh, glory.
Amen. We thank the Lord. We thank the Lord. Amen. 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 Now at this time, let us go into the children's corner. Amen. Because you know our little children sometimes get impatient. So we are going to go into the children's corner. And we're going to ask if we have any children on the line.
Yes, ma'am.
Yes, ma'am.
Amen, amen. Give me your name, please.
King Larry Tishad.
Keon. Okay. Kinari. Kinari and Tishad. And Keon.
Keon.
Oh, amen, amen. And we have Zaya. Okay. Yeah. Wow. Hey, amen, amen. We at this time we are going to ask Kenari to come forward and follow in Kenari. We're going to ask Keon, and then we're going to ask Tishad to come. Amen. And then Zaya will be coming. And come in that order. Try to turn off any noise in your background while your phone is on off mute.
Hold up. Sorry about this. Okay, I will be praying. Thank you, God, for your grace, for your mercy, for your forgiveness, for your protection, for your guidance, for your friendship, for your peace, for your unfailing love, for being my Savior. Amen.
Amen.
Yeah.
Amen.
Okay, next, Keon, I believe. Come on, Keon.
Mm-hmm.
I got a prayer for y'all.
Mm-hmm.
Father, I humbly approach your throne of grace and mercy today, asking that you touch the lives of those who are struggling, battling, and fighting with that we cannot even begin to comprehend. Illness, disease, depression, anxiety. Father, I rebuke them in your mighty name. I curse it out. In Jesus' name, amen.
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 Amen. Okay,
to Charlotte.
Yes, ma'am. Lord, I pray you would move the Spirit more boldly in my life. I know that any sin can grieve and diminish the voice of the Spirit, and I pray against the temptation to sin. Help me crave your presence more than fruit of the Spirit, and so I walk closer with yourself. I pray for guidance from your Spirit. Let your will and promises always be a meditation of my heart. In the name of Jesus, I pray. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Yes, Lord.
Amen. Mm-hmm. Amen. Amen. Yes, Lord. Amen. Amen. Oh, Sister Zaya coming forward now. Come on, Sister little baby Zaya.
Let's get up on our knees. Let us pray. Let's get up on our knees. When I fall on my knees, with my face to rise and start. Oh, Lord, have mercy on me. Let us pray one together on our knees. Let us pray one together on our knees. When I fall on my knees, with my face to rise and start. Oh, Lord, have mercy on me. Let us praise God together on our knees. Let us praise God together on our knees. When I fall on my knees, with my face to the rising sun, oh Lord, have mercy on me.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, Lord, have mercy on me. Oh, Lord, have mercy on me.
Amen.
Amen.
Glory, glory, glory. Yes. Thank you. Thank you. All of it. Kenari, Keyshard, Keon, and Zaya. Amen. Is Brother Zalen on?
Yeah.
Is Brother Zalen on?
Come on.
Amen, amen, amen. Well, we're going to move right along. Amen, amen. Thank God. Everybody just praise God for the children today. Thank God for
amen.
The children.
Amen. Amen.
Grateful, grateful, wonderful. Grateful for the children today. We pray that God continues to let them come on. Amen, amen, amen. I'm going to know the children need this, and we need the children. They are our future.
Amen. Amen. Yes, they are. Yes, they are.
At this time, do we have any more children? Amen. No more children, huh? Okay. Well, you have something you want to say? What you want to say, baby? Okay. Well, we have one, but he's not quite together. He may come in later. Amen. But anyway, mm-hmm. we're going to ask who is on the line. Amen. That would like to have four in the service on this evening.
Sister Vivian is on the line.
And Brother Larry on the line.
Amen.
Sister Brenda Mim.
Amen. Amen. Anyone else? Amen, amen. Amen, amen.
Minister Richardson is on the line.
Yes, ma'am. Minister Richardson. Amen. 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 So right now we're gonna be back in the hands of Minister Richardson. I thank her for coming forth in our praise and worship, but we're gonna ask her to come in her own way, following her. We're gonna hear from Minister Larry Mims, and then Minister Brenda Mims. Amen. We can come in that order. Amen.
Amen. Amen. I would like to pray again. Sister Zadie.
Amen. Let the Lord have
you. In the name of Jesus, I thank you for this blessed day. Lord God, I thank you for forgiving me of my sins that if I committed any today, Lord God, I see the removal in the name of Jesus. Thank you for forgiving me, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Father God, thank you for each and every one that's on the line tonight, Lord God. I see you bless them in the name of Jesus. Thank you for blessing Minister Zadie. Thank you for blessing Minister Vivian, Lord God. I thank you for the women of God in my life, Lord God. I thank you for them tremendously, Lord God. Thank you for blessing this broadcast, Lord God, that you will get all the glory and honor and praise out of it in the name of Jesus. Father God, I thank you for watching over my pastor, Pastor Timothy Stratton. Lord God, thank you for keeping him in. Thank you for bringing him through, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, that he will come back to the line and join in with us, Lord God. I thank you for blessing, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. I thank you for blessing each and every one on this line, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. Thank you for Brother L.C., Lord God. Thank you for blessing him, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Father God, I thank you for this line, Lord God. I praise you and I give you all the glory and honor in Jesus' blessed, wonderful name. I pray. Amen. And thank you, Lord.
Amen.
God, amen.
Glory to God.
Amen.
Amen. I thank God tonight for his goodness once again that allowed me to be on this line. I went to see Pastor today and I told him about this line on Saturdays with Sister Lady. I thank God for that. I just want y'all to know, not only is God good, God is good all the time, all the time. He's good.
Amen. Yes, he is. Mm-hmm.
So don't be discouraged and don't be dismayed for the things you have prayed to God for, where they have not been denied. They've only been delayed.
Sometimes
they have problems and we pray to God about them. And sometimes you thank God and answer them prayers because he answers them, because he hears all prayers and answers all prayers.
Yes. Amen.
Sometimes he do it in his own time.
Not I.
I know. Because we might ask God for something, and God might not give it to us because it might be something. You know God know all things.
Amen.
All made unto him.
That's right.
You know, God would say he knows us when we was being made in the secret place.
Mm-hmm.
if he known us when we was being made, you know he knew us when we was in our mother's womb.
Come on, yeah.
And sometimes God see that the things we praying for, it might be getting us in, it might be more trouble to give us that. When we get it, it might be even more trouble than what it is when we didn't have it. When I went to see Pastor today, he explained some good stuff to me. He gave me some good encouragement. I thank God for the little munchkin name.
Amen.
We need to know God is still on the throne, and he hear the prayers of his people.
Amen.
God knows what's better for us. We might think we know, but no, God knows better than we know.
Amen.
I don't have no call. I won't pray and ask God for a call. I prayed and asked God for that call many, many years ago. God ain't never gave me that call. But God blessed me with a bike, and I get around good on that bike.
Amen. Glory to God.
Because they sure gone up on the price of that. I get around good on it. I could get it on the bus.
Amen.
I ain't got to worry about getting into accidents and people stealing my car and all that other crazy stuff people do. I ain't got no driver's license anyway. And God knew I would have been driving around here without no license. And be getting myself in bigger trouble. God know our way. He know our ways. And he know what's better for us. And that's
Amen.
His way. That's
Amen.
To do it his way.
Yes, Lord.
Because his way is the right way.
Yes, it is.
I thank God for hearing that prayers and answering them in time. I thank God for it. God knows it's better for us. I tell you, this is for yesterday I went. Not the day before Thanksgiving. I was supposed to go to the post office the lady got where I go clean it up for her every week. And she gave me $30. But I'm riding my bike from here to magazine. Instead of me going straight to magazine, I didn't ever go there. I ended up going other places, cutting off, going on other streets. And while I was doing that, three people gave me $100 bill.
Amen. Amen. Glory to God.
And I'm thanking God for that. And when I went by my daughter in Michigan, my oldest daughter, when I got on the broad bus on my way there, my daughter called me and told me my oldest daughter was there with the baby. So I get to see my great grandbaby.
Amen.
And when I get there, I say, I'm going to give her these $90-something. But when I got there, got off the bus, something says, don't give her that. Give her $100 bill. And then kissed her. I say, I got a love gift for you here. And gave her the $100 bill. And she said, oh, Dad, She said, I needed this so bad.
Amen, amen.
My granddaughter that got killed, her birthday is on the 9th of next month. And on the 11th, my daughter giving a party for her, and she got this big old cardboard. It's a picture of my granddaughter, but it's made out of cardboard.
Mm, amen.
Charge y'all $130, $150 for that.
Hmm.
And she was wondering how she was going to get the money, and I walked right up there and gave her the money.
Amen.
Oh, Daddy, thank you. How you know? I said, don't thank me, thank God.
Amen.
Hmm. I didn't know, but God knew all things.
Amen. Yes, he do.
The Bible said before a word is on our tongue, God know it all together.
Amen. Mm-hmm.
Our God is an awesome God.
Oh, Jesus.
I gave Pastor Stratton's wife, I gave her an offering of Christmas $50 bill. She was shocked because she said she ain't seen one of them in a long time. But before all that, I was giving people money that needed something for food and stuff. And God gave me all that money right back to me. I love to pay my tithes.
Mm-hmm.
I love to help people.
Amen. Mm-hmm.
And I was telling Mama Janice, I said, you know, sometimes you ever feel like you're being used? Because people got a habit of doing that. I said, I don't want to do nothing for them no more, nothing for people. But God's word says something different. If you're being used, let them use you. Keep doing what you're doing. While the devil being messing, God going to still be blessing.
Amen.
And sure enough, that's what happened. God take care of his own. His word say he ain't going to put no more upon us than we could bear.
Amen.
Mm-hmm. I'm still praying for my pastor.
Yes,
he asked about my sister-in-law Brenda today, and I couldn't get Brenda's number out of my phone nowhere. And I keep forgetting it's a new phone.
Mm-hmm.
I tried calling Tina's number, or something happened. But to be encouraged, to remember that God is good all the time, and he's an awesome God. He don't forget, and he hasn't forgotten you.
Amen.
He know what we're going through.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
Every time I go through something, a thought comes to my mind to go see Pastor Stratton, since I'm just about 4 blocks from him. And before I go see him, the night before I go see him, I always ask God, I pray and say, God, give him a word for me.
Mm-hmm.
And God always gives him a word for me, too.
Amen. Mm-hmm.
I thank God for the man of God. Every day I thank God for Mercy Ministry and his workers, which would be all of y'all.
Amen. Mm-hmm.
Sister Zee on this Saturday prayer line thing, Nobody else don't know nothing about this on Sagittarius. I don't know nobody else have no prayer line on Sagittarius. But I'm glad that she do. I thank God for her, and God gonna bless her some more.
Amen. Yes.
I'm claiming it in the name of Jesus. I give God the glory. Keep trusting in God. Keep believing. Keep trusting in Him. Keep asking Him.
Yes, Lord.
For whatever you need. Don't be scared.
Amen.
Keep asking Him for it.
Amen.
I told Pastor that this would happen to me. Sometimes I'd be wondering if I really believe in God. Pastor said, you believe in Him. That's just the devil be trying to put stuff in your head. And I rebuke him. In the name of Jesus.
Yes, Lord.
And I keep y'all lifted up in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
And I once again thank God for y'all. For my Christian brothers and sisters. My spiritual brothers and sisters. As well as my biological family.
Amen.
Thank God for y'all. Keep doing what you're doing.
Amen.
And keep praying for me too, because I need it.
Yes, Lord. Amen.
I always need it. I ain't scared.
Yes, Lord.
Only if I think there ain't nobody praying for me, I get scared. I thank God He's a true and living God Almighty.
Amen.
And that He loves His people.
Yes, He do.
In the name of Jesus, I pray. I give God the praise, the glory, and the honor. And I thank y'all. Thank you, Sister Zadie. Thank your husband. And thank them little babies for coming on, making my day good, too, with their
Amen.
Prayers.
Amen.
Amen.
Thank you for encouraging words. Amen. Thank you. God bless you. Amen. 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 This Brother Larry done brought such an encouraging word. I just like to take a moment just to be on it. That's going to be our message for today. Amen, amen. Give to God. Amen. Give it to somebody.
Amen.
Give it. Amen. It's a blessing. Amen. So at this moment, I'm just going to go ahead on and while you got the spirit all high on the subject, I'm just going to give a little bit and then we'll be back in the hands of Minister Liam. Amen. It's talking about giving. Amen, amen. God wants us to give.
Amen.
Amen. Man, it says, why should you give a portion of your finances or resources to God? Because God wants to prove His faithfulness through your regular giving or tithe. Amen. According to 2 Corinthians 9:6-11. Amen. And then it says, how much should you give? God encourages us to give sacrificially. Amen, amen, according to Mark 12:4. Amen, amen, amen. What happens when you give? Brother Larry just told what happens to him. Amen. What happens
amen.
When you give? Amen, according to 2 Corinthians 9:6-14. When you give with the right motive, you will experience joy and God's generous blessings. Amen, amen, amen.
Amen.
How should you view material wealth? Amen. It says right here, accumulating wealth should never be a high priority because it is eternally worthless. Amen. According to Matthew 6:19-34. And it says also that you can enjoy wealth. Amen. God may bless you materially, but you are responsible for using your material blessings wisely. So let us remember, amen, it's required of us, amen, to give, amen,
amen.
Give, amen, amen. Give to, you know, we can, we there are so many ways that we can give to missionaries, to a ministry, you know, to our churches. You know, God wants us to invest in some good investment. Amen. So God will be able to bless. He'll be able to bless. So let us find some organization or some individual like ministries or missionaries. Let us find somebody to give. Amen. Amen. And the Bible says, if we would give, amen. He said he'll pull you out a blessing at the storehouse, will not be able to receive it. Amen. Amen. So thank Minister Larry one more time for speaking on that wonderful topic about giving. That was just awesome. Amen. 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 So that is the message for today. Give to God. When you give to others that in need, you're giving who? To others, you're giving to God. Amen. Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Now
thank you, Lord.
Amen. Now we'll be in the hands of Minister Mims, Nate. And I know, Minister Mims and Father Minister Mims will be in the hands of our youth group, the Shining Stars of Macomb. I think they're back on. They had dropped off. Amen.
Yes, amen. Amen. Glory to God. I just want to say the other day, Sunday, a matter of fact, passed. I went through a little moment when I couldn't come to the line like I wanted to because I was going through a situation, still kind of in a way, but I know there's a God in heaven.
Okay.
Jesus Christ, yes. And you know there's power in the name of Jesus. He can turn all things around.
Yes.
You know? Yes. I just want to say there is power.
Hallelujah.
In the name of Jesus. There is power. In the name of Jesus, there is power in the name of Jesus to break every chain, 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 to break every chain. There is power. In the name of Jesus, yes, there is power. In the name of Jesus, there is power. In the name of Jesus, to break every chain, break every chain, break every chain. Break every chain, break every chain, break every chain. There's an army rising up. There's an army rising up. There's an army rising up. Yes, to break every chain. To break every chain, break every chain. To break every chain, to break every chain, break every chain. So I just want to let y'all know that no matter what you're going through, no matter what it may seem like, He's always in the midst. He's always there. It may not seem like he is, but he's there.
Hallelujah.
Yeah, to carry you through it. To carry you through it.
Thank you, Lord.
In the name of Jesus, there's power. In his name, there's power in the name of Jesus.
Yes, Lord.
So keep on praying. Keep on trusting and believing in the God Almighty for whatever you pray for. By faith, it will manifest. And I just thank you in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Oh, my God. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. Thank you, Minister Lee. Come forth, young people. Oh, Shannon Sazer McCone, Mother Bridget Nichols, and Miss Shannon Stars. Uh-oh, look like they're going to drop again. Oh, my goodness. Oh, they were so busy with the little singing group. Amen, amen. Oh, they done dropped again, so okay. I don't know what's going on. She said she was having a problem with her phone, so it may be that. But anyway, Mother Smith, Mother Regina Smith. Mother Regina Smith, are you on? Mother Regina Smith. Okay. Well, Minister Joyce.
Yes, ma'am.
Yes, ma'am. You may come forward. In your own way. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Praise God. I just thank God for what he's doing on this line. Praise God. God is just, I just want y'all to know God is here with you. Praise God. And he said he will never leave you nor forsake you. So, hallelujah. Mm-hmm. He's right here moving. He's right here moving. Praise God. I'm going to sing a little bit of this song. Praise God. I bet I used to sing a long time ago. I hadn't sung a long time, but maybe I can sing it. It says, I am thine. O Lord, I have heard thy voice, and it told thy love to me. But I long to rise in the arms of Christ and be close to drawn to thee.
Amen.
Consecrate me now to thy service, Lord, by the power of thy grace divine. Let my soul look up with steadfast hope, and my will be lost in thine. Draw me nearer, O blessed Lord, to the cross. Where thou hast died, draw me nearer. Oh, Jesus, I shall draw me nearer, O blessed Lord, to that precious blade inside. This life verse there. There are depths of love that I cannot know till I cross the narrow sea. There are heights of joy that I may not reach till I rest in peace in thee. Draw me nearer. We all should be saying, draw me nearer, nearer, blessed Lord. to thy precious bleeding side. Draw me nearer, nearer, oh blessed Lord, to thy precious bleeding side. Father God, we just want to be drawn closer to you, God. Whatever we do or say, God, whether we sing or whether we pray, whether we talk, exalt, oh God, one another, God. We just want to be closer. Draw us close to Father. Father, let us hear your voice. God, we are expecting, oh God, one day to be with you, as the song said, God. As we draw nearer and nearer and closer to your precious bleeding side. Help us, oh God, in every area, God, that we need help. I heard my brother say, God, and my sister. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Father, hold us close, oh God, that we will not fall, God. Keep us, oh God, in your care. Father God, comfort us, oh God, when we need comforting. Oh, Father God, touch us, oh God, when we are going the wrong way, and keep us on the right path, that path of righteousness. Oh, Father God, draw me nearer, nearer, oh, blessed Lord, to the cross where thou hast died. Draw me nearer, nearer, oh, blessed Lord, to thy precious bleeding side. To you, my sister.
Amen, amen, amen. Draw me nearer, Lord. Oh, yes, 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 yes. Yes, yes, yes. Lead inside. Glory be to God. Mm-hmm. Now, is there anyone else that I overlooked? I don't want to overlook anyone. Is there anyone on that haven't had the opportunity to come forth? Amen.
Hello.
You may do it. Hello.
Yes.
I thought I saw my mother number on here. And my mother,
yes.
I'm going to have you to come in your own way and say the closing prayer. Amen.
Oh, okay. 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 So I'm the last one? Okay.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. I have a poem to read about Thanksgiving. It's really not a poem, it's a reading. I am grateful. My heart is filled with gratitude today. A profound expression of my love and faith. I give thanks for all my blessings, family, friends, shelter, and food. I also pause to appreciate everyday blessings, letting no small matter that go under unnoticed. I don't need to wait for a special day to give thanks. Gratitude is a way of life, a commitment. I make to find the good in all situations, to focus my attention on those things I wish to see manifest. As I express gratitude for everything, I have everything I hope to receive. I open the door of abundance blessing. I pray in faith and gratitude, living in blissful certainty of blessing still to come. And my scripture is coming from the Philippians, the fourth chapter, and the fourth verse. It said, rejoice in the Lord always. Again, I say rejoice. Let your moderation be known unto all men. The Lord is at hand. Be careful for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving. Let your request be made known unto God. And the peace of God, which passes all that, shall keep your heart and mind through Christ Jesus. Amen. Father God, we thank you. Father God, we thank you for this day, because this is the day that the Lord has made, and we will rejoice and be glad in it. Lord, we just thank you for carrying us all through this day. And Father God, we thank you for the program tonight, Father God, and everyone that came on and had a part on it tonight, Father God. Oh, Father God, we just asking you, thanking you for all your goodness and your mercy, Father God. Oh, Father God, let us all have a peaceful, good night's sleep tonight, Father God. And Lord, we just thank you, and we give you all the glory and the honor and the praise, Father God, because we know without you, we can do nothing. And Father God, we thank you for the children. We thank you for Sister Alford. And we just thank you. Lord, we love you. We need you. And we can't get along without you. So, Father God, in the name of Jesus Christ, we ask it all. And may the Lord watch between me and thee while we are absent one from another. And this we ask in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
Everybody say amen. Praise
amen.
God.
Amen.
Thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank each and every one of you. Amen. God bless. Amen, amen. Same time next Saturday, Lord bless. Nothing happened. Amen. On tomorrow at 7
amen.
O'clock, Minister Vivian and George. Same number at 7 o'clock. Amen. On Friday
amen.
Night at 8 o'clock, the same number. Amen. Minister Janice, I said amen. So we're going to bid you
amen.
A good night. Bye-bye.
Good night.
I love you all.
Bye-bye.
Amen.
Good night.
Brenda.
Love y'all. Amen.
Brenda.